You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Is the doctor here yet? Where's the doctor? I've been waiting in the room for 10 minutes. Where's the doctor? Yeah, you know, I don't know how much more I can take. I've had my practice for 13 years. Right? How much more bitching and complaining and groaning can a woman handle? For the love of the Lord, cut me some slack. Well, my time is precious too, and my appointment was at 2:30, and it is 2:45. Okay, well, yeah, 2:45, 15 minutes. I had to take a dump. Okay, my fiber kicks in. Did you take your fiber? No, I don't need to take fiber. Well, my fiber kicked in. I took my fiber at 6 a.m. It kicks in about 2:15. Well, I don't care about your fiber. My time is more precious than your... Okay, and, you know, it's just something that I deal with. But, you know, I'm not quitting yet. It's going to take a lot more to make me quit. Okay. I know some of you are asking for me to go into early retirement, especially from radio. Ain't going to happen. All right. For those of you concerned about the XM switch, good news, XM is still holding on to a lot of the talk shows, including our own. All right. So don't worry about what you've heard coming up in August. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information on that. All right. But today we got a lot to talk about. People who have sex 4 or more times a week, they say make more money. They're not talking about prostitutes. They're saying those of us that have sex 4 or more times a week, I don't think I've ever, even in my hoochie mama days, had sex that often. Hence why my house is upside down and we're stressing every month to pay the bills. All right, so we'll talk about that. Then I guess Budweiser is considered the official beer of the emergency room. We'll talk about that. Bud Light. Isn't Bud the cheaper of the beers? Yeah, I'm not a beer drinker. You know, we'll buy beer when, you know, we're having a party or people are coming over or, I don't know, you know, the kids don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese. No, I'm joking. But, I'll get Corona. I'm really obtuse when it comes to beer. What's supposed to be a real good-tasting beer that's reasonable? But I always notice the Bud, and the Bud Light seems to be cheaper, so I buy that. But none of my friends are rude and will tell me, you know, if they don't like the beer or they want a fancier beer. So I always get some Corona, I get some Bud Light. And then it sits there because most people go into the vodka and the Jack and the Crown. And now I got all this beer at my house. Yeah, I don't drink beer. All right, then we got a dog that ate 2 pounds of rocks. Apparently the dog is alive, but you could tell, you know, he's probably just pooping rocks. Then we got a doctor who made a 4 a.m. house call. Okay, you're like, well, that, you know, good chap, mighty good chap, right? Making a 4 a.m. house call, okay? Leaving his family, leaving a nice warm bed, or now in the summer, hot bed, okay? You know, goes to a house, 4 a.m. He is now charged with breaking and entering because he entered the wrong home. The patient supposedly said they were going to leave the door unlocked for him. Walked to the home, wrong home. We'll talk about that. So, moral of the story is please let your doctor sleep at 4 a.m. Either wait till the morning or call 911. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting email because I think it kind of relates to a lot of us. Dr. Dahlia, my air conditioning unit got stolen. We don't have the money yet to replace it, and we don't have insurance. What's the best way to cool off? Right now, we're standing in front of the refrigerator. At what point will it hurt the food? Are there any foods to cool us down? I didn't realize how much that happens. People's air conditioning units are getting stolen. Is this more often than we think? It happened to a friend of mine's offices just recently. The air conditioning unit stolen. I thought those suckers were heavy. I guess people steal everything. So, all right, so your air conditioning unit gets stolen. Can you just stand in front of the refrigerator? I mean, you can to cool off, but remember, your refrigerator has to be well before, below what, like 40 degrees Fahrenheit? Once it hits 40 degrees, it's not cool enough. Right. And why? Because the bacteria start to grow. I've looked up sources on how cold it should be. I believe it's supposed to be 35 to 38 degrees Fahrenheit. I wish my father was still alive. He fixed appliances. He would always yell at us, close the door! Close the door to the refrigerator! You'll make food hot! You know, we were living in Arizona at the time. So, like, Dad, it's not going to get that hot. We got the air conditioning on, right? You know, I got my Capri Suns and my Swiss Miss pudding bars. It's okay, Dad. I'm fine. No, close the door. Too hot. Close the door. Should be 35 degrees. 35 degrees. There's no thermometer in there, so I don't know. I go, it's not 35 degrees, you know, because you got the dial on there. Like, turn it off. Turn it off. Turn off the dial. You know, his English was kind of broken. So I didn't really, I wasn't making fun of him. I just didn't understand him. Okay, close the door. So we closed the door. Fine. You know, but it was hot. It was so nice to stand in front of a refrigerator. So, no, I wouldn't recommend that. What I would recommend is if you can, try to get a home warranty. I believe home warranties may cover it. Or if not, I think there's a homeowner policy that you could get that handles theft, fire, earthquake. In terms of foods to keep you cool, I would suggest anything that hydrates you or like frozen popsicles, right? You know, like throw some fruit juice into no Jell-O shots. Throw some like fruit juice into the freezer. And I don't know how you stick. I'm not a chef. I can't cook. I can't make anything for the kids. The only thing I can make, my signature dish, is my frosted flake chicken. That's about it. And I can make a mean bowl of Lucky Charms. But I think there's a way that you could stick a popsicle stick in some fruit juice. And then, Dr. Daya, the fruit juice, it hurts your kids and it causes obesity. Screw it. We're just talking about if your air conditioner got frozen. Right? Stick some fruit, throw some popsicle sticks in there, let it freeze and suck on them. All right? Jeez. You guys, cut me some slack. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. No, that prior voice was not my mother-in-law. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please, please continue to tune in like you always have. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, this is pretty cool. Okay, finally we got a cool story. I know. Okay, metformin. A lot of you guys take metformin. A lot of you gals too, but we're just going to talk to the men right now. This is just between me and all you men out there. You millions and millions of men out there with those rippling muscles and, you know, just burliness and scruff on your chin and face. It's just kind of me talking to all those men. Yeah, but no, we're not talking about the sex story yet. We're talking about metformin tied to longer prostate cancer survival. Remember we talked about this on one of the diabetic medications, if you have cancer, can actually maybe increase your chance of survival? Well, researchers found that men with diabetes in Ontario, Canada, still just as sexy as American men, who were over the age of 66, I don't know if I'm ovulating. You think that's what it is? No, I don't know. I'm kind of in, I'm not horny by any means, but, you know, there's a happy week that women get. We'll talk about the prostate cancer in a second. I told you guys about the happy week. Do you guys understand women at all? Okay. You're supposed to have 4 weeks to your cycle, right? Okay. Week one is basically after the period. Okay. So usually you're complaining, you're washing your clothes from the mess, right? You're trying to recoup from the financial loss of tampons and maxi pads, etc., and trying to restock on your Midol. So you're like, whew, you wipe the sweat off your brow. You know, now you could start enjoying life a little bit. By week two, you've recovered from your period. And you actually have an estrogen spike. We women do. Okay? Now, week two, I noticed, was my happy week. Now, with that estrogen spike, you're usually a little bit more amorous. Okay? You feel pretty good. Your breasts don't hurt. You feel perky. You've recovered from the massive hemorrhage from your period. So week two, I used to call happy week. I didn't realize happy and horny was interchangeable because I was too young to understand what horny meant. You know, I was only in my 20s. But, I was a good girl. And so I was like, happy week. Week three of a woman's cycle starts to suck. And the reason why week three starts to suck is because now your progesterone is rising, okay? If you ovulated and there was no fertilization, then your LH, your luteinizing hormone, rises, your progesterone rises to a point, and then the progesterone starts to fall because no baby no fertilized egg got implanted. Because remember, the progesterone has to build up roughly all month, but the progesterone kind of reaches its peak near that third week. Then the progesterone starts to drop, and the progesterone starts to drop because there ain't no baby in there. Then, after a couple days of the progesterone dropping, dun, 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 the period, and you bleed. And you bleed, and you get headaches, and you bloat, and you don't want to eat, and you get the pimples. And so your period week really, really sucks. So if you look at a woman's month, there's really only one week that is at all livable. Because remember, the week after the period, she's like completely, you know, demolished and anemic and exhausted and crawling around the floor, having to deal with the period from the week before. So you really only have one good week. You really do. And that's about it. So men, figure out your woman's happy week. Alright, and then the other 3 weeks of the month, just hide. Everybody always goes, oh, it's a week of the month. It really isn't, really. You really gotta duck and hide 3 weeks of the month. Okay. Oh, well, my lady takes a birth control pill, so she doesn't have any of that. Well, that's good, that's good, that's good. Keep her happy. Keep her taking the pill. Alright. But for me and my mom and my sister and my aunt, nobody wants to talk to nobody at the time. And then, by the way, men get PMS-y too. Don't get me started there. I live in a house of men. I have no girls in the house. You know, I mean, I got a couple girl cats, but they're just little prima donnas. You know, they're, you know, cats, they're cats. So, you know, I really can't rely on them or trust them. But, you know, men are moody too. Problem is boys, I mean, they get moody, what, every time they lose on their, I don't know, Old Republic or Minecraft or whatever the hell they play. So guys are just moody all the time. Okay, anyway, back to the prostate cancer survival. So men who take metformin for diabetes, they found that a 24% reduction in prostate cancer mortality for every 6 months of metformin use. So let's say you've been on metformin for 2 years. All right, that's 4 times the 24%, right? Is that how you would do the math? Right? Because 6 times 4 is 24, and then they got the 24%. And yeah, see? Okay. Now, this came from Dr. David Margel, a urologist at Rabin Medical Center in Petah Tikva, Israel. Lead author of the study. Israeli men are very sexy, too. Approximately 1 in 7 men in the U.S. will be diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point in their lives. Obamacare asked all 7 men to just watch and wait and stick their head up there, sigmoid, and ignore it. Yet the rest of us think that somebody should keep an eye on it. 2/3 of the cases of these 1 in 7 men are found between the ages of 55 and 74. According to the National Cancer Institute, being reported by Fox News, more than 29,000 American men will die from prostate cancer this year. 1 in 7 men in the U.S. diagnosed with prostate cancer. That's more than women and breast cancer. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, everybody says prostate cancer you really don't have to do anything with, and it's cost-benefit ratio analysis. You know, we should save money, and, you know, they're old, so they could just die off anyway. No, they can't. 55 isn't old. 74 isn't old. All right? Men are living well into their 80s and even 90s now. So just get that out of your head. Okay. So this metformin use, I don't really want to go into the study, you know, because I'd rather talk about the sex story. It's more interesting. But for those of you that take metformin, I think we are going to find more and more benefits. Now, some of you take metformin and you are diabetic. Now, what's that all about? Well, it's because you heard from one of your buddies that metformin or glucophage kept your appetite down. Some of you guys are losing weight on the metformin. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay? I would not suggest you taking metformin as a diet pill. No. Don't do that. Now, but metformin does improve insulin sensitivity. And some of us doctors are considering putting all our pre-diabetics on there. Now, we talked about pre-diabetes, okay? How do we know if somebody's pre-diabetic? Raise your hand. How come no one's raising their hand? Honestly, I could see you. Raise your hand. Okay. Well, I can't call on you, so I guess it doesn't matter. Put your hand down. You're driving. I diagnose you with pre-diabetes. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm not Sanjay Gupta. It's Dr. Dahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. If, let's say, your blood sugar is kind of high normal, like you're up in the 90s. I don't care about you being in the 90s per se. But if your glycohemoglobin is like over 5.8, yeah, I'm pretty rigid. Look, I'm tough. All right, I'm not going to kitten glove you. That glycohemoglobin, 5.8 or higher, I'm going to call it. But I'll call you pre-diabetes. But I won't even start you on the metformin at that point. I'll just yell at you, okay? But the kicker to this are your triglycerides being high. Now, those triglycerides, the fats in your blood, will usually precede diabetes sometimes as early as 10 years. So if I start to see high triglycerides, plus the glycohemoglobin, plus money in your wallet to pay the copay, I will, oops, that slipped out. I will diagnose you with pre-diabetes. Now, I don't get to make any more money, okay, right, whether you're a pre-diabetic or full-blown diabetic, but what I do get is the satisfaction of hopefully preventing diabetes in the long haul. So, what I suggest you do is when you go and do blood work, Dr. Dahlia, I always want to do blood work. It's all about the labs. Yes, it is. So what I want you to do is go and do blood work and make sure when you get your fasting blood sugar, oh, yeah, make sure you're fasting. I don't get you guys where you're like, yeah, well, I came into the doctor, so I purposely made sure to eat. I don't need you to eat. I need you to not eat. Although, mind you, I think it would be nice to check people's blood work non-fasting because that's usually how they walk around all day long. But because it's really hard because we don't really know how to rate you depending on if you just had some Chinese food, if you just had some Mexican food, if you just had a burger, it's easier to just do fasting. Anyway, come in fasting, get your cholesterol done, your sugar done, your comprehensive panel, your thyroid done. If you're male over 40, PSA. I know most people disagree with that, but I say it. Just to get a baseline PSA, you can do it. Some vitamin D on there. And if you come from a family that has diabetics or you're known to have some cholesterol problems, get that glycohemoglobin. Now, for some of you that get blood work done, but you don't want to go back to your doctor, just send them to me. Cover up the name so you have some sort of security on there. Or you could just type out some of the numbers you're confused about, and I'll tell you what they mean at drdahlia.com. That's what I do. I'm your radio doc. Don't go away taking your questions and calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ty writes, Doctor, you were talking about breasts and periods. Well, my wife's breasts always hurt, and she won't let me touch them. Why is that? Why? I don't see why. I'm sorry, that's not funny, you poor thing. Oh, yeah, that's not funny. Maybe she just doesn't want you to, yeah. Okay. Breast tenderness. Okay, everybody feel your breasts. No. Okay, well, go to your doctor and do that. Breast tenderness can be very, very hormonal. Okay, I get a little nervous with breast tenderness because even though most breast cancer doesn't hurt, there are some inflammatory carcinomas that can. But I don't want to go into that. And I'm not saying your wife has breast cancer or whatever. But I think men don't really understand the female anatomy like they should. A couple years ago, I taught you all how foreplay needs to be done. Okay, it was actually one of probably my highest rated shows. I had a breast surgeon on the show with me, he basically just sat back with his jaw dropped because he didn't think that I would actually go into that much detail with you all. No, the station didn't fire me. So, yeah. And what we deduced was many of you men really don't know how to touch a woman's breast, whether it be foreplay or etc. And it's because some of you men feel that there has to be some sounds with it. Honk, honk. I don't know, whatever the hell you guys do. And women don't respond to they just don't. That doesn't turn us on. What turns a woman on is sometimes the lack of the touch. I don't know how my, you know, if your kids are listening to this, you may want to lower the volume because I'm not gonna whisper this, okay? Do you guys get what I'm saying here? Many of you, you really have no clue with the whole foreplay thing. All right? You'll just, in the middle of the movie line, start touching the breasts. Or you'll try to do... Remember I told you when there was a patient I had to fire? Because he would always try to hug me, but when he hugged me, he tried to rub the side of his arm against my breast. That ticks women off. You don't want to be ticking us women off. Okay? Especially if you want to engage in a night of hibbity-dibbity. So what you need to do is you need to bring the lady to the point where she wants you to touch. Now, how many of you remember in your, you know, younger days where the woman would actually grab your hand, right, and then put your hand on her, right? I bet that hasn't happened to many of you in a very, very, very long time, all right? It's because you turned that into... I now have permission and can grab them anytime I like. No, you don't. You don't have permission to grab your woman whenever you like, at whatever strength, with whatever torque. No. Okay? The breasts aren't wrenches, for crying out loud, and your fingers are pliers. They're breasts. And, you know, as much as you probably are hoping that I tell you she has some inflammatory ductal carcinoma so you don't think it's her fault, sorry, she probably doesn't. Breasts hurt. They have nerves. They have glands. Some of our breasts even have hair. Yeah, some of our breasts have hair, and you could be actually pulling the hair. Am I really turning you all off? Look, somebody's got to tell you. Okay, I don't know what your older brothers taught you or your Uncle Stu taught you, but there's some truth here that I think has not been told. So, you have something like, man, Dr. Dahlia, please don't ever show yourself topless. I don't have hair, but in general, there actually is. All your skin has very light, faint hair. Some areas have more hair, some don't. But it's tissue. Okay, so if you're going to, let's say, want to make a move on the woman, what did I teach you guys? I've been giving you guys tips for years. What have I told you to do? You told us to have her listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Yeah, make sure you're, yeah, but that, no, that doesn't turn anybody on, though. No. No, what I've told you guys to do is you start with a body part that is very non-threatening. Massaging the neck, right? You see why you guys have to pay attention? Massaging the shoulders. But I don't want her to think you're just giving her lip service because you want the big thing. Act like sex is the last thing on your mind. Figure out where the certain erogenous zones are along the neck, along the back, gently stroking her arm, etc., whatever. There's certain parts, I don't know. I got to work today, so I don't want to think about them because then my mind's going to go elsewhere. You know, where I, you know, just I'm trying to keep myself focused. But there's areas of men and women's bodies, okay, that you can touch that's very non-threatening that'll actually put them in the mood. If you're going to kiss her, maybe kiss the neck. The neck is a great place to start, guys. All right, yeah, my husband's in the background taking notes now. We've been married for 17 years. Thinking, no. Yeah, really? I'm not supposed to honk the breasts? No. No, I'm not supposed to go beep beep on the nipples? No. No, that's not what you do, guys. Get a clue. So, remember, and breasts do hurt, especially at the time of the month. You don't know. Now, when she is ready, she will a lot of times then... Yeah, and that's something you could bring up. I mean, that's something that I think turns a lot of women on. Giving the women that part of the control. I mean, if your woman likes to control the pocketbook, and she likes to control what the family's eating, and likes to control when your mother comes to visit, what makes you think she doesn't want to control what happens in the bedroom? Now, I'm not stereotyping all women, and women are going to get mad. Yeah, you're making us look like we're in control. No, I mean, think about it. Okay, we do like to have some say on what gets honked, squeezed, and we do. We have a right to voice our opinions. And so I would suggest that, okay? I would say, look, you know, how do you like to be touched? Show me. Show me. All right, and then she will hopefully take your hand and show you. You see how much easier that is? Asking your woman her opinion, whether it's on the economy, whether it's on politics, whether it's on how to handle Thanksgiving dinner 2017, is exactly what is up us women's alleys. So why wouldn't you ask our opinion on sex, touching, kissing, fooling around? Makes some sense, huh? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right. What's another story? Okay, this is a good one. Okay, well, we talked about parents, now let's talk about the baby, the kids. Soda consumption has been linked to behavioral problems in young kids. They say kids who drink large amounts of soda per day experience more aggression, more withdrawal, and attention problems. This is one of those no-duh studies, but for those of you that think your kid has a sassy mouth and needs a good butt whooping, maybe stop and look and see what kind of soda they're drinking. I know we're not supposed to be whipping butts in this day and age, but you know what I'm talking about, all right? Yeah, I don't think spanking works. You know, if I want to level my kids and have them on the floor crying in tears, is I take away their computer access so they can't play World of Warcraft. I mean, my kids beg me to be spanked just so they don't have to lose their World of Warcraft. But sorry, I don't want to spank. So, I mean, and we'll talk about, you know, how to discipline your kids. Well, actually, if you guys, I love to hear it. We always like to talk about discipline. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. But I'll tell you why I think soda... And it's more than the sugar. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, some of you probably just kind of when you brush through the newspaper today or the news, all right, kids more aggressive with soda, no big deal, ain't no thing. To me, it's a big thing. Not because I don't have any other material for today's show. I do. But it's because we have a very different group of children than we did when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and some of you might have grown up even before that. And soda is, I think, a huge part of our current children's culture, all right? Especially the ones that are now teenagers, because over the last 10 years, soda has been, maybe 20 years, soda has been on the dinner table. as the drink staple. And with the high fructose corn syrup and the caffeine and et cetera, and the children not using self-control, we have formed, and I'm not saying we just blame it on the soda, but it's a whole part of the problem we're having with our current younger generation. Now, some of you are like, Dr. Dye, it's no problem with our younger generation. There actually is. Okay? And a huge issue we have of the kids we're raising today is a lack of willpower. Now, when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, soda pop was like a very special treat. It was a dessert. Now, mind you, soda pop was being advertised. Coke, is it? You know, where everybody was drinking Coke and you were cool. And so we started to consume these soda drinks much more than we used to. But it was a treat. It wasn't on the dinner table. It wasn't supposed to be. All right? That just started to, it started to happen, I guess, maybe in the 80s. But it was more so in the 90s and the 2000s, where that was an option because many of us started to get these meals. And with these meals, you know, you used to get milks with your Happy Meal. Then you could get soda. All right. Since when was a kid supposed to have soda? And I remember my parents going, oh, there's no way you're going to have soda. You know, it's already junk, you know, food as it is. If I'm letting you have fast food, there's no way I'm going to let you drink soda. You're going to drink milk or orange juice. And there was some control. And many of us, as we grew up, we realized, okay, wait, if I put something in my mouth, then I can't put something in my mouth, you know, that sugary, et cetera. Well, kids growing up now have been raised on, well, they don't have to wait to drink some soda, okay? Or fast food isn't a treat. They get to have it no matter what. Not to mention our society is very ADD in terms of we don't have to wait for dinner to be cooked. Okay? I couldn't grab a burger, all right, when I was a kid. I had to wait for mom to cook dinner. And I didn't become hypoglycemic and edgy and whatever like I do now. Now, if I smell food, I need to eat it before I start thinking I'm going hypoglycemic. Well, remember, you would have to wait. You'd watch mom cook. Maybe she'd give you a little vegetable to chew on. That's not happening anymore. So kids start eating the fries in the bag. Or they munch on their burger. Or they drink soda pop. So this lack of willpower, lack of impulse control is going to be a huge problem later as we have more and more people becoming adults wanting it now. Now, the smartphones, the emails is all a part of this culture too. Okay, nobody wants to wait for anything anymore. You just don't have to wait. Waiting is going to be a pastime. If you have to wait, that means something's wrong. I mean, look at what's happening with airlines where, and I'm happy that this move is happening, but you used to have to sit on a train, right, and maybe have something called conversation, or you would have a book and read the book. Now you could go on an airplane, you got a port for your smartphone, music, satellite TV, so you could for 4 or 5 hours watch television. I mean, it's all about being entertained. And I just feel like something is going to go wrong if we don't have a generation that knows what it's like to sit in quiet. I mean, do our kids sit on the porch and look out at the stars or watch neighbors walk by? Do they do that? Doesn't that kind of sound good right about now? To have a porch, I've never had a porch. Probably just because I lived in such hot places, nobody ever wants to sit outside. I would love to have a porch, a rocking chair, and just to sit, listen to the crickets, watch people walk by, have a, you know, doesn't that sound good? One of the reasons why my husband and I crave camping so much is because there's no TV. Well, I do bring the internet and my Wi-Fi because I still have to have access to, you know, my phone and calls. I'm a doctor. You're on 24/7. But you go out and sit by the fire. We just don't do that anymore. Which is why if you do have kids or grandkids, please, for the love of the Lord, take them outdoors. You know, let them sit and look at the stars. Let them know what it's like. Tell them to listen to the quiet. Well, I don't hear any pew, pew, pew. Doesn't matter. You don't have to hear pew, pew, pew. Listen to the quiet. Figure out the constellations. Figure out the direction the wind is going. try to identify the locust versus the cricket. Okay? And I think it's just gonna build a stronger generation. I'm just so nervous. So this Coca-Cola study, or not this Coca-Cola study, but the soda pop study, you know, yeah, same old, fine. All right, kids are drinking too much soda, may make them more aggressive, etc. But I think the bigger problem is just there's no willpower. Okay? No, you aren't gonna take in something sweet. Okay, you have to take in 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables. There are things you have to do that aren't pleasurable. All right, and learn to live with it and make it pleasurable. Work, school may be boring, but train your body to go through the motions even if it is boring. I get that from parents. Parents will come in and the teacher thinks he has ADD. We got to put him on medicine. Why? Well, he doesn't like school. He doesn't want to go to school. Well, tough noogie. Yeah, he's got to go to school. You know, I mean, just because you don't like something doesn't mean you have to listen to your body and go the other way. Yes, when it comes to certain medications or foods or whatever, trust your instinct. But school is supposed to be boring. A lot of jobs are boring. This is life. You have fun, but all day long can't be fun. All day long can't be about what you want. Same thing with food. Okay? You may not want to drink a glass of milk to get your calcium. You may not want to eat the broccoli. You may just want to have chocolate cake and soda pop. But your body can't live on that. There are certain things you have to do, certain responsibilities. You may not want to fix the roof, but it's something you got to do. So, I mean, if we don't get our acts together, mark my words, we are going to, in the next 10, 15, 20 years, have an adult generation of nobody wanting to do nothing that just takes that little bit of effort. No one's going to memorize phone numbers. Nobody's going to want to learn their spelling. They're going to want to rely on the spell check. No one's going to want to wait for a response. It's scary stuff, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But then, they could just have a lot of sex and make money. They say having an active sex life makes you happier, makes you healthier, and makes you wealthier. A new study reveals that people who had sex 4 or more times a week earned more money than their counterparts who weren't as lucky. Apparently, I guess people need to feel loved. Now, I don't know what perspective wrote this, because, you know, many sexual interactions don't really involve love, all right? But apparently there's a psychological theory that if you have a very successful sex life, you're going to be more successful with other things. I guess a Brazilian study showed the connection between higher wages and sex life years ago. So, I don't know. Try it at home. I mean, try to just keep one partner if you can, though. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.